He's talking to the Rolex wearing.
Woo!
Diamond ring wearing.
Woo!
Kiss stealing.
Woo!
Wheel and dealing.
Woo!
Limousine ride.
Woo!
Jet flying.
Woo!
Suck it up, look up.
Woo!
And I'm having an all time.
Holy Hannigan's down.
Now give me two claps and a Ric Flair.
Woo!
This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand or demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you dig that, sucker?
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
And now, here's your host, Brad Gilmore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the one, the only, the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
Episode 102. I will be your host for this podcast. My name is Brad Gilmore, also known as the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flairin', good hair having, entertainment world champion. I'm the best thing to happen since you came out the womb. Can I get a woo?
Woo!
Thank you very much for that woo, by the way. Great job of the woo. And thank you for tuning in to the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Once again, I'm your host, Brad Gilmore, the king of the bouffants, Lord Trillmore, the king of the cast. I am the king of the podcast, the king of the cast, Brad Gilmore. Sorry, I'm a little hyped up today. I need to calm down. I'm going to tell you why I'm excited. It is Saturday. It is April the 11th. We are mere hours away at the time I'm recording this podcast from Night of Legends, from Reality of Wrestling. I'm about to go on my way, and guess who I'm going to rendezvous with? I'm going to be picking up two WWE Hall of Famers and chatting with them on the way to the building. We're riding buddies this time around. Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, Bret the Hitman Hart. I cannot wait for that to get to talk to those two legendary Hall of Famers. Also in the building, Harlem Heat 10-time WCW Tag Team Champions, 3-time GWF Tag Team Champions, one time Reality of Wrestling Tag Team Champions. And tonight we're going to crown new Reality of Wrestling Tag Team Champions in a fatal four-way match for the titles. It is going to be the Legion, Pump Patrol, the Hammer and Alex Reigns, and the Heavenly Bodies cashing in that rematch clause, brother, for the tag team championships. I need to calm down, guys. I'm really hyped up. I've been working all week on this Back to the Future retrospective series, which is going to be starting here maybe as soon as next week. I haven't gotten the schedule solidified yet. That's what happens when you do a weekly podcast. Things change all the time. So I haven't gotten that settled in yet. And also, though, later tonight, make sure you check out Heated Conversations, a very special episode of Heated Conversations. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, go to play.it right now. Hit subscribe button or go to iTunes. Tune in radio. We're all over the place. Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T and myself, Brad Gilmore. Oh, man. This Back to the Future retrospective is amazing, guys. I'm going to tell you. I've already interviewed several people for it. Some of them having projects that spawned off Back to the Future. Some of them in the movie itself, the trilogy Back to the Future. I'm going to be releasing more information about that here in the coming weeks. And like I said, we might be starting this retrospective as soon as next week. I don't know. I got to figure it out. I got a lot to do. I got a lot of planning I got to do. But I'm really excited to be doing something different here on the Brad Gilmore Show. We're going to be starting with the Back to the Future, the retrospective series. God, guys, so much stuff is going on. So much stuff is going on. But if you're sitting there, though, right now, and you're thinking to yourself, what is going down at Reality of Wrestling? I've never been to one of these events. Well, I have something very special in store for you. This past Thursday was on the Space City Nerds podcast, and I did an interview about Reality of Wrestling, about my job and my role at Reality of Wrestling, and all things ROW related. So right now, let's transition. We're going to check out that interview, but first, got to play 2011 Dance Floor to the Sun, my band's newest single off our upcoming EP, Second Sun. Go make sure you download that on iTunes right now. Here it is, Dance Floor to the Sun.
got that body I wanna do. Damn girl, I'm feeling you. So let's just do. And me, I'm in that place you wanna be. Yeah girl, I'm talking VIP. So let's just be. So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor. Forgetting what we came for. Cause tomorrow's way too soon. We don't need no fancy cars. Still a living shoes and stars.
Perfect like the Huxtables, but I'm just trying to figure out if I love you though. Cause you know what they say about your type. Off-white, model like, only order salads right. Petite, with an accent that's thick as hell. Real sweet, with some eyes like you're from Brazil. And well, I can tell that you're feeling this. And in them Louis Vuittons, girl, you be killing it. This is something that I've been on. And your body I can send on. Friend zone, I'm just asking what the fuck is that. You not trying to fall in love, get luck with that. Cause your mama say better get stuck with that. And your friends say here's where the buzz is at. So, why you trying to act mean, girl, when you know your boy tighter than them skinny jeans, girl. Spit like a list, but I gotta keep it clean, girl. You just gotta try me once, I'm a fiend, girl. Dream, girl. Something like Beyonce ring, girl. Something like Beyonce one day. Maybe a bunch of kids like the Brady. Trying to say the world, why clap on some Haiti. Lately, baby, I've been thinking I can change for you. Got a boy playing a new game
so
for you.
Let's go. Take my hand.
To the sun, you worked all day, got a little bit done. That's okay, now the night begins. As long as we don't go home tonight, never ends. So, oh, yo, we way past go. Collect 200, now let's head to the show. See your favorite band with a drink in the hand. The way you look at me, it's clear I'm the man. But this ain't about me, this about you. The way you're looking at me is how I'm looking at you. With them cat eye shades, thin little waist, thick old ass and the lips that taste. Say what you think about, she said nothing. It's easy to see that heart start to pumping. Pulse increasing, cheeks start to blushing. But do you wanna be starting some? Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Mama say, mama say, mama kusa. Your mama don't like me, daddy wanna fight me. I don't really care, you down or not. We can hop in the truck, drive far away. And with a little luck, maybe you stay. In my bed, rest your head. And we can think about the greatest day.
So let's go. Take my hand to the dance floor.
Let's not lie. I know y'all like the song, all right? I know. No, thank you very much. That is my band. Yes, that is me, by the way, on the second verse. A lot of people still don't know it. Someone at the gym the other day, at the Reality Wrestling gym, was like, were you a rapper? Yeah, I still do the rapping, all right? I am still in it to win it, all right? I got bars. I got bars, kid. Bars. I seriously don't know why I have so much energy today. Yes, that's 2011. Make sure you go to 2011.bandcamp.com. You can get all of our back catalog for free right now, or you can go over to iTunes, get some of our stuff we have over there. We have Dance Floor to the Sun, When She Home, all these good records. Some of them Chopped and Screwed by Slim K, OG Ron C, and DJ Candlestick. What up, Chop Stars? How y'all doing? Well, I guess right now would be a better time as any. We're going to go into an interview that I did this past Thursday on the Space City Nerds podcast, talking all about Reality of Wrestling and all that good stuff. And then we'll come back and I'll put a bow on this baby here at the end. Here it is, my interview, midway, all right? Hey, we're starting here right at the top, so you're going to have to kind of come with me. It's a story, all right? It's like when you turn a movie, you turn a channel on, boom, you're right there. You're in the middle of the movie, but you try to catch up, you try to figure out what's going on. So do that with me on this interview right now, me, Brad Gilmore, on the Space City Nerds podcast.
Oh, Brad, what have you done now?
One of the reasons we're playing a very wrestling-heavy-centric song is not only because I promised Rex that we would have a wrestling-heavy-centric song if he did this interview with me, but also because we are joined and very honored to have the color commentator from Reality Wrestling, Bradley Gilmore. Hello, Bradley.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for having me on.
No problem. No problem at all. We're really excited about this, especially with what ROW has been like making happen here in Houston. Sean, who's normally on here doing wrestling with me, and Rex actually live like two blocks away from the Clear Lake Civic Center.
Yeah,
that's where we are. We are pretty much every month, you know, standing room only for this show coming up here this weekend. I'm really excited for it. We're gonna have Bret Hart, Ricky Steamboat in the building. So hey, if you live two blocks down, you gotta walk on down and check out the show.
Yeah, I literally could walk to this place, so I think I'm going to.
I'm going on Saturday, so we can meet up there and check it out. Now, let's clear the table for people that don't know about Reality or Wrestling. Can you give us a little bit about the history and who's behind ROW?
Yeah, Reality or Wrestling actually started as the Pro Wrestling Alliance back in 2005 when Booker T decided he wanted to start a pro wrestling school. And he turned his students at the school, into a promotion. And about 2 years ago, there was a meeting had where we made a conscious effort to rebrand PWA and make it a Reality of Wrestling and make it a YouTube series. About a year into the YouTube series, we got television here in Houston on the Cube 57, which you can see every Saturday night. Make sure you set your DVRs for 1 a.m. Had to get my plug in. Since then, I've grown. And Booker T is at the head of it, along with the lovely Queen Charmel, the executive producer, Kevin Bernhardt. And it's an amazing group of people. We all get together once a month, mainly in Clear Lake, right down the street from your house, my man. And we put on a great show, and we call ourselves the flagship of Texas wrestling because we feel we represent what it means to put on a sports entertainment event or a professional wrestling event inside the state of Texas. And Booker T always wears the ring of Paul Bosch. For those of you who don't know, he is the most legendary wrestling promoter here in Houston. Ran, the Sam Houston Coliseum every Friday night, 15,000 people in the rafters every Friday night. And Booker wants to carry on his legacy and his tradition, and that's what we're doing here with Reality of Wrestling.
And I know who Paul Bosch is and everything, and those are some big shoes to fill, but I think Booker's the one that can do that.
I definitely agree.
So, this Saturday, there's a big, big event coming. I know about it. Can you let's impress Rex, who knows a little bit about old school wrestling, but that's about it. Can you tell us about Saturday night then?
Saturday night is a very special event here in Reality of Wrestling. It's our first ever and our first annual Night of Legends. It's the ode to the old school, paying our respects to the forefathers of our industry. When you talk about a guy like Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, former Intercontinental Champion, NWA, Heavyweight Champion of the World, put on what many people consider the greatest wrestling match of all time at WrestleMania 3 in the Silverdome against Macho Man Randy Savage. Both these men, Hall of Famers, of course. And then you also have Bret the Hitman Hart, the face of the WWE through the early 90s, and what many people saw as the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. We have the honor of having them in the building Saturday night, as well as what I feel, and I might be a little biased on this, guys, but what I feel is the greatest tag team of all time, Harlem Heat, will be in the building Saturday night. You can see them together, here at Reality of Wrestling. And where else can you get three WWE Hall of Famers at a promotion here in Texas? Nowhere else than Reality of Wrestling. So we're really jazzed up about that. We have a lot of great matches. You're going to see our heavyweight champion, Fala Ba, defending his title in a rematch against the Mysterious Q. You're going to see Brian Keith, our television champion. You're going to see Ruthless Ryan Davidson taking on the man from Croatia, Mr. Mario Bacara. It's going to be an amazing night, and I have the best seat in the house right next to my broadcast colleague, Matt Topolsky, calling all the action. I can't wait for Saturday.
So, I want to talk a little bit about color commentating because, to me, we do these things. We're able to edit out, go back and do whatever we need to on a podcast. But when you're on you're commentating, it seems like you have one shot to make that excitement happen. For you, how long have you been doing, color commentating?
Man, you're exactly right. We get one shot to do it, and we try to make the best out of that one shot. I started my job at color commentating almost a year ago at Comic Palooza last May. Before that, I was actually the ring announcer for Reality of Wrestling. And one day, Booker came up to me and said, hey, literally, it was like 3 days before Comic Palooza. He came up to me and was like, hey, yeah, we're gonna put you on color commentary for the show, so get some notes together. So I went home and I lost my mind. I started doing research on everybody trying to get prepared for that Saturday, or that Friday, rather. And it was one of those things to where it's like, sometimes in the business, in any industry, you kind of get that sink or swim moment, right? Where they throw you out there and see what you can do. And Booker gave me that opportunity. I took the ball, ran with it to the best of my ability. And I guess I did pretty good because I'm still around. He hasn't given me an axe kick out of the business yet. So I'm pretty happy about that. But you're right, man. We have one take to do it. Me and the play-by-play guy, Matt Topolsky, we go out there and we try to make the performers in the ring look as good as they possibly can. They do all the work. We're trying to convey what they're doing in the ring to the audience who's watching on television at home. And to me, it's a very, very hard job because, you know, when you're in a live arena and you got the people right there, you can do certain things. If you can tell they're not reacting, you can do certain things in the ring to try to get that emotion out of them. But when you're a commentator, you're not right in front of your audience. So you have to be on point and on the ball all the time and be able to try to get an emotion out of the viewer who's sitting on their couch watching Reality Wrestling every Saturday night on the Cube at 1 a.m. Make sure you set your DVRs. That's my second plug. I'm pretty good at this. so it's very, very difficult. So, over the last year, I've grown an extreme amount of respect for guys who are currently color commentators like Booker T, JBL, Jerry Lawler, some of the best of all time like Jesse Ventura, Bobby Heenan. Even Mike Tenay, when he was on Monday Nitro, are guys who really study, who know what they're talking about, and those are guys I model myself after.
I'm laughing to myself that you kind of skipped over Michael Cole.
Well, Michael Cole's a play-by-play. You know, he's a play-by-play guy. He's a little different from what I do. He's more what Matt Topolsky does. He kind of calls the moves in the ring, while a color commentator, I kind of fill in the story. I paint the picture for the audience at home. So it's slightly different roles, but I think Michael Cole, he gets a lot of crap, but I really think Michael Cole is really good at his job. I actually filled in the commentary table for a guy named Rich Brennan, who is currently part of WWE NXT, and he was the guy sitting at the table right before I took over. And watch him right now on the WWE Network every Wednesday and get to see him do what he's doing and learn from the best, learn from the Coles, learn from the JBLs and the Booker T's of the world and the Jerry Lawlers, and learn from Triple H himself to learn about commentary and how to put together a match from a broadcasting standpoint. And it's awesome because I get to call Rich all the time, hey man, give me some tips. What are they teaching you up there at WWE? So I really have a profound respect for Michael Cole and for the play-by-play position.
Oh, well, that's really awesome. I do too, but sometimes I get frustrated with him, you know?
Well, it's a different product. You and I are probably children of the same age. We like the Attitude Era. We like, Gorilla and Bobby as well. We like Jim and Jerry. But it's a different age. They have the network. They got social media to plug. They're a PG environment. So it's a whole different ball game nowadays when it comes to commentating. And so sometimes, I'd like something different out of the commentary team on WWE, but I know what their job is, and I know how difficult it is. And if you understand the difficulty of their position right now, I have nothing but respect for them.
Yeah, no, I understand, you know, especially with someone with experience as you saying that, kind of puts things into perspective as well, too. So, lately there's been a lot of, I guess, a little bit more of a popularity coming out from professional wrestling, you know, due to like NXT surprising a lot of people, you know, WWE being able to infuse themselves with a lot of mainstream media. You know, they've get rappers on there, they get celebrities from everywhere to come out. You know, Ring of Honor is actually, you know, getting more attention put to them. Even, you know, on the more hardcore level, NJPW is like, you know, becoming amazing for everybody. And, you know, reality wrestling is it may be local for us, but it's still something that we can't ignore. To the point where you guys are getting another spot at Comic Palooza again. Do you think that right now professional wrestling is having some kind of a renaissance?
You know, I definitely agree with that, because if you look at the history of wrestling, it's always had its down periods. If you go back to the 80s, it was on a high with Hulk Hogan, Macho Man, you know, it was running wild, no pun intended, and throughout that early WrestleMania area. But then you kind of saw it slump off in the early 90s with, as much as I love them, but with the Bret Harts, the Shawn Michaels and the Diesels, business was at a low. And boom, it picks back up with the Attitude Era and then comes back down. And right now, I think we're on that upswing again in professional wrestling. We talk about New Japan, a promotion who's in Japan, right? And then they put on a huge pay-per-view that did great numbers here at the top of the year, first pay-per-view in English, in English market, in America. And they did amazing. And you talk about the Ring of Honors of the world, who are touring the country, selling out shows, and spinning off, you know, top stars like people you see in WWE today: Cesaro, Daniel Bryan, CM Punk when he was there, Samoa Joe, guys like that now entering WWE from Ring of Honor. I mean, I think we are at a point in wrestling to where it's a fantastic, fantastic time. And then you talk about reality of wrestling. When we just went to the Pasadena Convention Center, did 1,200 to 1,300 people to see the reunion of Harlem Heat, and it's going to be incredible. And I know after this Saturday show, which is going to be a sellout, then we got all our eyes focused on Comic Palooza at the George R. Brown Convention Center for the second year in a row. I'm telling you guys, reality of wrestling, this is going to be 2015. Not only is the year of the hoverboard, but it's also the year of wrestling.
Awesome. And I mean, it's like with professional wrestling, like, people are like, oh, you like wrestling, et cetera. But I try to tell them, you know, if you read comic books, if you read, you know, novels, if you're into, you know, big stories, this is what professional wrestling is all about. And it's one of the most, to me, it's one of the most purest forms of nerddom as well.
Oh, hey, hey, you're talking to a guy, man, right here. I mean, I huge, huge comic book fan growing up, you know, love all the comic book movies, and, you know, when you think about wrestling, is some people stigmatize it like, oh, yeah, that's the fake fighting stuff from sports fans. And then nerds kind of write it off as, well, it's too much of a sport for me to like it. But it's really the perfect marriage between the two, because you have a soap opera drama like a comic book where we know comics. They killed Superman and then brought him back how many times, you know, with the whole Doomsday thing. I mean, Green Lantern changes all the time. So, yeah, there are rapid changes in wrestling. So sometimes the stories are a bit off, but that's what you kind of love about it, is you never, and this is the one thing, you never know what to expect from a professional wrestling event. So you have the marriage of sport and Shakespeare, as Booker says, Leonardo DiCaprio, you know, meets LeBron James in that kind of environment, or meets a J.J. Watt. It's the best marriage of show business and performance, and then performance from a professional athlete standpoint. Because I'm no athlete, but I see what these guys do when they go out and build a ring, and they're able to figure out, you know, how to make it look like they're hitting the hell out of each other, but they're really trying to keep each other safe. It's kind of a sick thing, too. You're trying to beat this guy up, trying to protect him at the same time. And when you kind of, and we're kind of living in an era where it's a reality era, as they're calling it now, where we as fans are really into the backstage, what's going on there, and how's it bleed into the television show? Do these guys really hate each other? How are they going to protect each other in a match? So when you kind of think of it from that angle, it becomes even more enthralling to watch a professional wrestling show. Yeah, I think it's incredible. I think if you come to a comic book convention, you should also be coming to check out some pro wrestling like you're going to be able to at the George R. Brown Convention Center when you come to see Reality of Wrestling.
And, I mean, we're obviously going to be there at Comic Palooza, too, so we're excited. I mean, it's going to be the follow-up to Saturday night, right, at Comic Palooza?
Yes, yeah. I think we're doing 2 days at Comic Palooza. We're going to be doing 2 live shows. It's going to be real fun. I mean, we had fun last year. Last year, I think we actually did 6 live shows and wow. Realized we were way over our heads. We did not know what to expect from our first year. So, you know, the first year at Comic Palooza was like our first girlfriend. You're kind of figuring out what to do, what not to do, how far can you really go before she slaps you in the face. So that's what we're kind of figuring out with our first Comic Palooza. And this year, man, we're prime ready. We've been planning all year for this event. I can't wait for Comic Palooza. I know it's going to be amazing this year like it was last year. And Sting's going to be there. Sting is actually going to be at Comic Palooza. You never know if he might make his way over to Reality of Wrestling. Might be putting a rumor out there, but who knows? It might be true.
Well, that's kind of was what I was going to ask, too, because, Roddy Piper's also going to be there. So is Bobby the Brain Heenan going to be there.
Yeah, the Million Dollar Man.
Oh, I didn't know Ted DiBiase was going to be there.
Yeah, that's what I read today, actually. The Million Dollar Man will be there. So, yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of guys there. And you never know who might mosey on down to Reality of Wrestling. And we always have people, friends of Booker, friends of ours, who always want to slide in and say hello. On a Reality of Wrestling show last year, we had Hurricane Helms come by. We had the Boogeyman. So we had some people last year at Comic Palooza at our show. I can guarantee you we're going to have big names this year at Comic Palooza.
Awesome. I'm excited for that. So this Saturday, I want you to plug everything that you can for ROW right now, the website, Twitter, information
definitely,
for Saturday too.
Got you. Well, this Saturday, it's limited tickets available right now. I believe we only have like a handful, maybe a dozen tickets left. Then we might go to standing room only. So if you're listening to this right now and tickets aren't sold out, you go to realityofwrestling.com and make sure you place your order through there. But also, you got to follow us on Twitter at the official ROW. And guess what? This is what really sets us apart. We're the second professional wrestling company in the United States to launch our own application available on iTunes and the Google Play Store. Get your official Reality of Wrestling app right now for free. It's a free download. Why not get it? And you get late-breaking, up-to-the-minute updates about your favorite Reality of Wrestling stars, events, and everything in the world of Reality of Wrestling.
So ROW is another example of why Houston's such a beautiful city. So
exactly.
So, thank you so much for joining us, Bradley. I know it was like last minute that we got this together, but We felt that this was an important event enough to shake you guys down and say, come onto the show and talk with us.
Hey, man, I appreciate you for having me on. Anytime, you have my contact, hit me up with an email directly. I'd love to come on the show, talk more about Reality Wrestling. While I have a minute, let me make sure everyone follows me on Twitter at Brad Gilmore, same for Instagram. And you can check out my podcast, The Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. New episodes every Saturday. We're about to start a Back to the Future retrospective, which I am so excited about. So make sure y'all check that out.
Awesome. No, that's cool. So check out Brad's podcast as well. And then check out ROW on Saturday or at Comic Palooza or at both events. I know at least some of us are going to be at there on Saturday, and the majority of us will be there at Comic Palooza checking out ROW. Well, thanks once again. We're going to go ahead and I guess Rex will play another Mountain Goat song because they're one of your favorite bands wrestling.
Which one?
Go ahead. I like some Mountain Goat music. That's like Daniel Bryan's mascot. Let's hear some Mountain Goat.
Yeah.
So that was my interview with the Space City Nerds podcast. I want to shout out to all the guys over there and thank you for having me on the show. Hope to be back soon. Anyway, guys, this is more of a pre-show for Reality of Wrestling tonight here, the Night of Legends. Make sure you go to realityofwrestling.com. Tickets are actually sold out. You can't really do anything except look at the roster on realityofwrestling.com. Download that official app, like I said in the interview. We have standing room only tonight at the Clear Lake Sports and Recreation Complex at 16511 Diana Lane. Doors at 6:30. Special time for the meet and greet with Bret Hart and Ricky Steamboat at 5 p.m. All right, don't forget that. 5 p.m. 5 p.m. And the show starts at 7:30. Make sure you come by, say hi. I'll be right there at the commentary table next to Matt Topolsky. And thank you, guys. We're going to be starting this Back to the Future retrospective, I'm hoping, very soon. And we're going to have some more great interviews with some great people here in the coming weeks, here on the only show where you can find... Well, actually, it's not the only show you can find me. You can also find me at Heated Conversations every Saturday on Sports Radio 610 AM and on Play.it, iTunes, brother. What up, CBS Radio? That's right. That's where I put a bell and put myself over. Shout out to Cheap Pete. Now I'm rambling. Y'all stay tuned for the next Brad Gilmore show with the one and the only, the dress shoe wearing, Ric Flair, and good hair having, entertainment world champion, Brad Gilmore, the king of the cast and the king of the bouffant. And we'll see y'all next week for episode 103 of the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Peace.
The Brad Gilmore Show expresses views and opinions that apply to Brad Gilmore and his guest alone. They do not reflect the views and opinions of Reality Wrestling 2011 or any other entity.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week. Oh,